The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In the previous shir, we put the two shirim together, Daf Lamed Dalet and Daf Lamed Hey, we defined clearly, based on the sugyas, the reading of the different sugyas, what are the shiurim of Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyin in terms of Yoim V'Laylo? Do we take the sugya in Pesachim more conclusively, the sugya by us in Shabbos more conclusively? Now I'd like to pose a number of questions to stimulate us to understand that there's a deeper way of looking at what the essence of this machlokes is. And a little bit we started defining it in the previous shiur. Let's start with the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that shkia is not a bechlal, not a way of measuring the parameter of what's called day in halacha. All the mitzvahs hayoyim on ageya until 58 and a half minutes after shkia. If a person wants to be yoytza, put on tefillin, lulav, any mitzvah which is totally by yoyim, person didn't hear the megillah yet, till 58 and a half minutes after the shkia, what we call shkia sunset, would be complete day. Night is only the ben hashmoshes, and night is only those 13 and a half minutes after that, until 72 minutes after the shkia. Rabbeinu Tam says that the sugya in Zvachim and Menachos, which is clear, that the dinim in the Beis HaMikdash, which is totally in day and night, those dinim are separate dinim kachim. Why? Because over there it says, B'yoyim HaKrivoy. B'yoyim means over there, Yoyim Gomor, and it has to be when the sun is still in the sky, and over there, all the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash are chal, all the dam and whatever it is, are nifsal belino when it comes to the shkia that we call shkia sunset. But this itself is difficult. If you're telling me that, that's Gzeres HaKosuf. The question is, what exactly is the Gzeres HaKosuf? At Kama that we hold that it's day gomer, so the Torah just chopped off part of the day and said that it's not called Bayoim anymore. If you tell me it's complete day, so then it's not a time of Laila. What does it mean? What is the definition of calling something Yoim Gomer, but it's not a kiyum of Biyom Hakrivei Legabei Kodesh? Let's add something else to this question. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina, a very perplexing Rabbeinu Yoina, in the beginning of Brachos. Those that started the Daf Yomi in Brachos know some of the Yonim over there. The first parak talks about the workers in the field. They would daven Marav early, and they would go home when they said Krishma Lamita. They would say over Krishma. The question is, how early did they daven? By Shkia, it's still light outside. It wasn't dangerous. They would finish work by Shkia, and they would start walking home, and they would daven together before they went home, which would they would have to be home by nightfall in order not to be outside. There were wild animals, robbers, etc. Rabbeinu Yoina over there is very interesting. Some Rishonim hold that at Kama that Halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's still Yoim Gomer until it gets completely dark, so the time when the Poelim would say Krishma, there was no Kiyum in the midst of Krishma whatsoever. Why? Because it's Yoim. It's the middle of the day. You can't be Yoitzu Krishma. So they daven Marav, like making early Shabbos, which is a discussion to itself. We're not going to get into it. They daven Marav early. The Sfaradim still do it very often during the week. Some of the Sfaradim still have, and some of the communities have a minik to daven Mincha Marav together. They daven early Marav. We only do it Friday night, generally speaking. But Rabbeinu Yoni says the minhag was to daven Marav early in order to be able to daven Marav together outside. And Rabbeinu Yoni says like this, says Krishma they weren't Yoitza because the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say over Krishma later on with Kavanah to be Yoitza the mitzvah. It's not just Krishma Lamita, it's the Krishma of being Mekayim, the mitzvah of B'shoch V'chov Kumecha. However, he says they don't have to say over the last parasha of Krishma because it's not Yoim Gomer, since it's after the shkia, it's not completely yoim that there wasn't a kiyum of schiras yitzis mitzrayim. It says like this: this is the mitzvah of the third parasha by yoimer of Krishma is totally in schiras yitzis mitzrayim because the Gemara says lamantis because yom teskman san kol yemei chayecha kol the rabbis halelos mishnah in brachas daf yud gimel then the first parak. He says it doesn't say that you have to be maskir Krishma balaylois. It's not a mitzvah that's only balaylo. There's a ribui from kol. He says so it's enough that's after shkia. The Krishma itself, which has to be said balaylo, over there also doesn't say laylo, but has to be b'shoch v'chov kumecha. B'shoch v'chov balaylo is only after tesekham, after 72. But kol yemei chayecha would have a kiyum because it's not fully day. What does it mean it's not fully day? It's similar to the problem that we just asked Rabbeinu Tam about Kotchim. What does it mean that it's not fully there? It's not B'yom HaKrivim. Why not? According to Rabbeinu Tam, all the dinim of Yom, you could read the Megillah, you could take a lulav, you could put on tefillin. All the dinim of Tuesday are still Tuesday until 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia on Tuesday. Why would you say that you yoytze the mitzvah of Shchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kishma of Tuesday night when it's Tuesday 30, 40 minutes after Shkia? Why would it be considered Tuesday night Legabi Kotchim? What is the definition of this? You could say it's Exesa Kotchim, but what is it telling us? What's the cutoff point? Is it not fully day, like Rabbeinu Yoni says? Very hard to understand. On the other hand, the Goyin is also Shver. The Goyin is also very difficult. The Goyin counts in the Sugi and Psochim when he's talking about how to count, this is Nagei, or in how to compute Zman Krishma, the amount of time there is in the day, because Zman Krishma is totally in a third of the day. There's the Goyin Zman Krishma, the Magen Avraham Zman Krishma. The Goyin computes the day from Netz until the Shkia. From Netz until the Shkia. Tosfos over here in Daf Lamed Hei, when he's bringing the Shitzer Ben Utam, brings the Pasuk in Nechemya, Vanachnu Oisim B'Malacha Ben Nechemya, they were building the Beis HaMikdash, and they had to be on guard against the enemies of Klai, so the Kutim, who were trying to ambush them, and it says they did the Malacha, they had a work tool in one hand, and they had a weapon in the other hand, and they worked, the Pasuk says, clearly Kol Ayoim, and the Pasuk says in Nechemya, Me'alois HaShacha Ad Seis HaKechovim. And the Goyin is masking. There's a Mishnah Mefureshes in Megillah that all mitzvahs hayoyim, Megillah, lulav, tefillin, etc., etc., all mitzvahs that have to be done by day start by Alois HaShacha. So a person could get up in the morning and he could say Krishma a half an hour before the Netzachama, and it's called Yoyim. Tiltzeis HaKechovim is called Yoyim. But we compute the day from Netz until Shkia. What's the pshat? Is day from Alois until Tzeis? Or is day from Netz until Shkia? So the Goyin as well is difficult. What does it mean day? What does it mean night? We use these terms so freely, but in terms of a deep understanding of defining the halachas of Yom and Laila, it's very, very hard. On the one hand, it's hard to understand Rabbeinu Tam. On the other hand, it's hard to understand the Goyin Shita. I'd like to add one more difficulty to this. The Gemara says in Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that the Mishnah, that talks about Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Pein HaShemoshes, this twilight zone between Shkia and Seis, which according to the Goyin is right after sunset until 13 and a half minutes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, 13 and a half minutes before the final Seis HaKam, before total darkness, is the twilight zone. The Gemara says that that Zman has Chumre Yom V'Layla, it's a Sofik, it's a little bit of both, which is not clear, is it a Sofik of one or is it both? But if a person did Malacha, it says clearly that it has both Dinim. If a person did Malacha on both days, the Braisa tells us they'd be Chayiv Tuchatois. L'mosho, somebody did Friday night, after the Shkia Friday night, Malacha, and then he also did Malacha Shabbos, Matzoy Shabbos, before complete Oiz Shabbos, before it's total Tzeis HaKechovim, according to whichever definition of what that is. The Gemara says they'd be chayv two chatois, two hashamois, two averis. And Tzeis asks the obvious question. Tzeis HaKechovim is either day or night. So if he did Malacha Friday night, he didn't do Malacha on Shabbos. On Mitzvah Shabbos. If he did Malacha Mitzvah Shabbos, he didn't do Malacha Friday night. At 5:34 p.m., let's say, at whatever time of the year that's Negev is day, then it was day on Friday and on Shabbos. So he only did Malacha Mitzvah Shabbos. If 5:34 is night, then he only did Malacha Friday night because it's already Shabbos. But Shabbos was already Shabbos. It already became Matzah Shabbos, Sunday. So how could it be that he did Malacha both? Tosfos says that obviously you have to say that he didn't do Malacha both times at 5:34. He did one time at 5:33, one time at 5:35. And the cutoff point, the twilight zone, could be any point in that twilight zone. Could be Yom, could be Laila. We don't know. It's a Safek. So Memela Tosfos says, it's talking about he did both. And Memela, both times will be Chayv and Ashram, because both times he did a Safek of being over on Chil Shabbos. One looks at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say, Tosfos is really asking on Rashi. Rashi needs an explanation. One looks at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Hei, as well as the Rambam Legabe Korbonis in Mechus Kippur. Perek Beis does not say that he's doing the Malach at 5:33, 5:35. He does Malach, it seems, at 5:34 twice. He's over twice. He has to bring two karbonis. What's the pshat? How could it be both? How could at any point in time be both? This also needs an explanation. This is already a kasha in the Gemara itself. It would seem over here, and we started defining this in the previous year, the Goyin and Rabbeinu Tam are really existential machloikis in how we define the basic concept of day and night. Again, these sound so easy. We're by day, we're by night. What does that mean exactly? There's really two psukim in the Torah that define, in a basic way, in a universal structure of Bria Sa'ilam, define day and night. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf on the base brings the pasuk Vayikra, the pasuk in Bereishis, obviously. Vayikra lekim la'or yoyim v'lachoyshech koro laylo. Read the pasuk. The pasuk clearly says the Eibishter, Elikim, defined Yoim as oir when there's light in the sky, the lachoyshech koro loylo, when it's dark is night. This lachoyra is the reality of Shitzer Ben Utam. Day is when there's still light in the sky, it's oir, one could see. Choyshech, when it's dark outside, is laylo. That's the reality according to Ben Utam. According to the Goyin, lachoyra it's not that way. Even though the pasuk talks about oir, but the reality of oir and choyshech being yom and laila, but the keveya of zman, the reality of halachic zman in terms of when the chiyuvim of day are on a person and when the halachic zman of night in terms of Shabbos, in terms of mila, etc., are chal on a person, there's another pasuk. Yihi moiris birkiya shamayim lahavdil ben yom uven laila. As Hamor Agodol, etc., etc., the pasuk says on the fourth day of Brias Ha'olam that the Rabbanu Shel Olam made the sun into the Keveya. The sun and the moon are the Keveya. When one sees the sun, that's day. When one sees the moon, the stars, that's night. The sun setting, according to the Goyin, is the Iker litmus test of whether it's day or night. When one could see the sun, and again, even after the sun disappears over the horizon, but there's still a certain amount of the angle of the sun, one could still see the sun, so to speak, because the red in the sky is still the angle of the sun. That's Benesh Moshes, but that would be the definition of day. As soon as the sun is no longer seen, there might be light in the sky. It might be light outside. But the sun is no longer there. That the Torah defines as Yoim. Now, the Goyin is not makrish. The Goyin can't deny that the Torah also calls Yoim v'layla in terms of Oren Choshech. So how do we fit the two concepts? That's the tshuva to our question. According to the Goyin, the halachic definition of time in terms of how many hours of the day is it? Is it a third of the day? Is it a quarter of the day? Is it Zman Krishma? Is it Zman Tvila? Is it Chatzois? Is the Goyin understands that in terms of where, at which point of the day we are, that's totally in Netz and Shkia. Netz and Shkia is the time frame which tracks the system of Zman. The system of Zman, which hour of the day is it? Are we by Chatzoyis? Are we by the third hour of the day, the fourth hour of the day, for burning chametz, let's say, for all the different things of Zman Krishma, Zman Tvila, etc. The way to track at what point of the day we are is the Zman, the way the Torah says, Yihi Moiris Birkei HaShemayim, Lahadol Ben Yom Ben Laila, that's totally in the root of the sun, which starts by Netz, and which finishes by Shkia. True, the Goyin is Maskim, it's a Mishnah Megillah, that as soon as there's light in the sky, how much light in the sky is a discussion of when Alois HaShach is. Could be 72 minutes, the same way there's light in the sky at night, till 72 minutes, but Pashtus, from 72 minutes before Netz, is already halachically day. On a tinus, one is not allowed to eat from Alois, from 72 minutes before Netz. One could put on Tefillin, from 72 minutes before Netz. One could take a Lulav. But let's say, Tosis and Megillah says that there is a Hiddur to be Mekayim the Mitzvah after Netz. Not to take a Lulav before the Netz. Why? The pshat is pashut. It might be day, but in terms of our relationship to time, which part of the day we are, that is totally in. That's totally in Alois. That's totally in light in the sky. The Goyin is masking to that. Even though the ikur kvius of mitzvahs and dinim of the day are totally in the sun, yihi moiris birkiya shemayim, but day it is even before that time. So according to the Goyin, as soon as it's Alois in the sky, it's already Tuesday. It's no longer Tuesday night, it's already Tuesday morning. It's already this man ha-mitzvah, let's say, of taking a lulav. However, Since there is a definition of time changing, and let's say Tuesday, once it gets Tishkei, the sun sets, even though there's light in the sky, and theoretically you'd be able to call that day based on the Vayikra Likim Lor Yoim, but since the sun setting makes a change of the time, because the relationship of Zman with the dinim in the Torah is by Shkia, as we said, from the Pasuk of Yehi Moed Bikia Shemaim, therefore the Goyin holds that it becomes Oiz Day. It's no longer Friday. Theoretically, when there's light in the sky, you could call it day. That could be. But when is Shabbos? When is Kedusha Shabbos Chal? When is the Shinui in Zman? That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Yehi Moed Bikia Shemaim Lahavdol Bene Samora Godol La'oisois Bashamayim, that it tells us when the times, when the days are Chal. So when it might be day, but when does Friday turn into Shabbos? When is the dinim of Shabbos Chal? As soon as the sun sets. That's the Goyin's opinion. So on the one hand, it's a very interesting dichotomy. So there's sort of two things going on at the same time. According to the Goyin, the Mitzius, the physical reality of day and night, is totally enlightened in the sky. However, the change in time and the relationship, what hour of the day it is totally in Shkia to, is totally in Netz to Shkia. The same is true, conversely, according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Iker Dinim of Yoim, VaYikra Alekim La'or Yoim VaLachoshech Kora Laila, is totally in day and night. Is totally in light and darkness. So until there is an absence of light in the sky, which is 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, there's still light in the sky, that's Yoim. When does it become Laila? Only when it's Choshech Muchel, only when it's dark totally. However, the Goyin is still masking that there is some type of process of change in time and space going on when Shkia comes. Because the Pasuk says that Zmanim Atoli in the sun. And when the sun sets, that means that it's the end of the time. It was Tuesday till now, or let's say more properly, it was Friday till now. There is some type of change. It's still Yoim, so it's not Shabbos. But let's say Vestois. Oinis, like we said, if a woman counting her the days of her period, is Tali and Shkia. What's the Pshat? Shkia is not an arbitrary time according to Rabbeinu Tam. Shkia is the end of the continuum of the time frame of Friday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, whatever it is. So let's say Legabi Oinis, Tali now. Legabi Kotchim, as soon as the continuum of time of Tuesday runs out, the sun sets, it's already not Tuesday. It might not be Wednesday, because it's not dark, and if it's not dark, it's not Lila, it didn't become Wednesday yet, but it's not anymore a straight continuum. Rabbeinu Yoin in the beginning of Brachas is telling us that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, we recognize that B'shoch L'chov Kumecha has to be by night, and it's not night until it's dark, until 72 minutes after Shkia. But the Torah never says that Tzchiris Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be done by night. What the Torah is telling us is that as soon as there's a break in the continuum of time, Tuesday is a straight Ritzifus, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12, 3 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon, and so on. When there's a break in the time, the Torah is mechayev us again, L'man tizkos yom tzeis chamei atzizan kol yom eichayecha. It's not a din laila. It's a din kol yom eichayecha to renew again our commitment to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. The break in continuum, which is symbolized by the setting of the sun, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the same way it's a breaking continuum, Lagabi Kotchim, it's no longer the straight Tuesday. It's no longer just the continuum of Tuesday. It's not the same Hemshech because the sun already set. If that's true, Rabbeinu Yoino understands that that's enough to be Mekayim, the din of Wednesday, because not a din in Wednesday, it's a din, and whenever there's a break in time, when the Tuesday breaks off, and it's already a different time frame, it's already after the Shkia, it's already after the setting of the sun of Tuesday evening, that already becomes the time of Shkia season time. It's a tremendous Chiddush of Azar Shteit and Rabbeinu Yoina. So on the one hand, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Yoin V'Laila is totally in Or V'Choshech, but there is a transfer of time, Legabi Dinim, Shkia season time, the Dinim of Kotchim, the Dinim of a woman measuring her period, that's totally in the continuum, the change of time. And the change of time, the Pasuk tells us, is totally b'moiris harakir, as ma'or ha'godol kara, the ma'or ha'godol and the ma'or ha'kotn. When the sun and the moon change positions, that is the break in time that symbolizes the transfer of Tuesday to Wednesday. It's not Wednesday yet. That's totally an oral choshech. According to the Goyin, it's punkt faket. The Goyin holds the opposite. Day and night are tolui in Yehima Isbir Kiyashamayim, sunset and sunrise. However, the mitzius of day might very well be tolui in Oren Choshech, because that's what the Pasuk says. This is the machlokes of the Goyin Ramentam, and as again we said, it really shifts both ways, depending on which shita you're holding in. There's also, and just to point out another example, there's this mitzius, which many people don't understand halakhically. How can it make sense, this business of being mekabel Shabbos early? I might add, by the way, we pointed out before, I forgot to mention, that the zman of a hiluch mil is 18 minutes. Everybody knows that the minig by us is to light candles. The candle lighting time that says on the calendar is 18 minutes before the shkia. Why is that? The Bi'ur Halacha in Reish Samachal points out that the Shitz HaYireim, the Das Yochid of Rishonim, he holds that the 18 minutes, a hiluch mil before the shkia, when the sun starts dipping over the horizon, is already called halachically night. So in order to honor the Shitz HaYireim, the Bi'ur Halacha says the right thing to do is to be Mekabel Shabbos 18 minutes before. That's why we have candle lighting minutes 18 minutes before. But I want to point out something else. This idea of Friday afternoon, is it Shabbos? Is you have some people doing Malacha, some people not? What is it, a joke? How could one period of time, how could it have a dinner Friday, how could it be a dinner of Shabbos? So it's a dinner place for Shabbos, but still, it doesn't sit well. Is it day or is it night? The Teretz is, like we said, there's a reference of time which can be shaykh to both. On the one hand, it's still completely light outside. On the other hand, the sun is already going down. If the sun is already going down, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they hold Zman Mincha until Plaga Mincha. Since the sun is already going down, that symbolizes that it's already the time of the day which has a shaykh to the next day. That becomes the time that one can be Mekabel Shabbos early. Because even if it's light outside, but in terms of Kabbalah Shabbos, the transfer of Friday to Kedusha Shabbos can already be affected as soon as the sun is showing that it's about to set. Mizman plaga mincha ve'elech, the sun's already on the way down. Memela, that would be the time to be Kabbalah Shabbos early. That's the rationale behind the dinner of Kabbalah Shabbos being able to be made early from plaga mincha. In that vein, we could understand that this Ben Ashloshes, as we said, we asked the question, the Rambam, Rashi, hold that if a person did Malacha at the same time on both days, Friday night and Shabbos, it could be both. Like we're saying, there's a dichotomy over here. There's sort of a two-sided way of defining one period in time. On the one hand, it's day because it's light in the sky. It's Ben Ashloshes. There's light in the sky. On the other hand, the sun already set. What is it? Is it day? Is it night? On the one hand, it's Or, there's still light in the sky, it's not choshech, let's say according to Rabbeinu Tam. 60 minutes after the shkia, there's still somewhat light in the sky, so on the one hand, there's still a reference to Or. On the other hand, it's the sun already has no hashpo, so it's already not zman yoy. So what we see from the Rishonim is they held Ben Ashmoshes, it's not one or the other, it's both. There's an eruv of two ways of defining one identical point in time. Why? Because the taka are, in reality, there are two different frames of reference in defining day and night. There's the reference of Or and Choshech, and there's the reference of Moiris HaRakiyas, the sun in the sky, or the Kechav and the Levon and the Kechav are in the sky. So it's really two Shtei Koiches, Mishtamshim Bar Vuvya. Those two Koiches give that point in time its Shaiches to being both. So it could be on Friday, we would define, it's an interesting concept of let's read it from the Rambam. One point in time is a taruvis of both. One has to bring a carbon doing malacha the same minute because maybe it's Friday, and then maybe it's Shabbos, and the next day maybe it's Shabbos the other way. Even though it's exactly one point in time, still it could be both. It's considered both together. The suffix is not a suffix, a lack of idea, but it's a suffix of two things mixed up together. As I stated in Rishonim. So this is a discussion of day and night. I'll just add one more point. It's interesting, there's a Maral in Ovis that talks about, the Mishnah says, Asor Dvarim Nivru Bein Ashmoshes. There was 10 things that the Rebbeinu Shlalem did not include in Ma'aseh Bereishis for 6 days. The Pi Haber, the Pi Osin, different things, different supernatural things that were made Bein Ashmoshes. And the Mefarshim asked the question, Bein Ashmoshes is a concept of not knowing what's doing. It's not knowing if it's there or not. How can you talk about the Rebbeinu Shlom in terms of lack of Yediyah? You can talk about a person, he doesn't know if it's day or night, or it's a machlokes, or we have no Yediyah of the Metzius, of the reality. But the Rebbeinu Shlom, you're talking about what's real, what's absolute. Absolutely, either it's day or it's night. The Maral says that it's not this, it's not that. Ben Hashmosh denotes, like we call it a twilight zone, a sort of a period of time which is shaykh to both Yoim and Laila. It's not Yoim, it's not Laila, it's somewhat, it's a black hole in the middle of the day because it has characteristics of Yoim and Laila. Why did Rebbeinu Shlom create those 10 things? Those 10 things, if you look in the Mishnah, are all supernatural things that don't fit in to the Seder HaBriah. Says the Maral, 6 days are shaykh to the Olam HaTeva. Six is always the number of Teva. Shesh is Yom Masa Hashem, Sashamayim is Oretz. The world of Teva, the seventh is the day of complete cessation of Teva. Says the Maral, things that belong on the one hand to Teva, the Pia Osin of Bilam, the Pia Be'er, etc., they were all physical realities, physical phenomena that had supernatural properties. That du hadodi, that two-sided definition of being Teva and Lamala Miderech HaTeva mixed together is the reality of what Ben Hashmoshes is. The Maral says that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom created Ben Hashmoshes between Friday and Shabbos, because that period of time is the time that connects, like we said, Nashkia Adodi, Yoim V'Laila, that connects day and night. The time of the day of Ben Hashmoshes is the time that supernaturally there's a connection connecting the Metzius of Yoim and the Metzius of Laila. I might add that the Mishnah tells us, that we're learning, we spoke about this a few dafim ago on Taflamid Beis. The three things that a person is ma'oru, the three things that make a Jewish home into a mokum hashchina, the time of the week which connects the world of natural, the world of teva, and the world of lamayla miderech teva, the world of natural and supernatural, that mokum tenashki adodi, the world of sheshes yimei bereshis and the world of Shabbos, where they exist in reality as one reality together, is ben hashmoshes. And that ben hashmoshes is the point in time where a person comes into his house and he says, is the dvar Hashem miskayim, a house, a home, a kitchen, a bedroom, is a mokum of gashmis, it's a mokum of teva, it's a mokum of chayim. But on the other hand, the purpose of being in this world is to make this world into a place where the supernatural, where the Olam HaRuchni has a Mokum Hashro, has a Mokum Hashchina. The place where a person plants the Nashki Adodi of both of them living as one reality, the world of Teva and the world of Lamala Miderech HaTeva, is Ben Hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos and Shabbos together. Aguten Erev Shabbos, everybody.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.